You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. So a few things probably come to mind when you hear the word manufacturing. Giant factories, big burly dudes operating heavy machinery. But it might be time to rethink that, because there is a new group of entrepreneurs who are bringing smaller scale manufacturing back to America's cities. Dan Crocker of Minnesota Public Radio has that story.
3 decades ago, Duluth, Minnesota was in the doldrums. A steel mill had just closed. Unemployment was more than 20%. Someone posted a billboard on the way out of town that read, "Last one out, turn out the lights."
We were as rust belt as they come.
That's when Andy Goldfein rented an old 3-story brick building, bought a bunch of used sewing machines, and started a company called AeroStitch. His vision was to make motorcycle gear for hardcore riders to wear over their work clothes.
I thought if we made a summer coverall that could give me access to my motorcycle on more than weekends so that I could start commuting easily in street clothes, that maybe the other people would like that as well.
Think James Bond unzipping a wetsuit to reveal a tuxedo underneath. It took about 10 years for the idea to catch on, but now he ships around the world. Downstairs, he opened a retail store a few years ago. Walk upstairs, and it's like walking back in time.
Hello. Happy Monday. This is our sewing operation.
Light streams through big windows onto an open floor where sewers in cubicles hand-make the gear. This is the kind of light manufacturing that left American cities decades ago for cheaper labor overseas. But AeroStitch employs more than 60 people. The most expensive coverall sells for over $1,000.
This is economic development at its finest.
Joel Bookman is a Chicago-based economic development consultant.
It's exporting products around the country and importing capital into Duluth.
In the last few years in this neighborhood in Duluth, several small manufacturers have joined together to brand themselves as a craft district that includes AeroStitch, breweries, potters, even a shoemaker. Many of these production jobs pay around $10 to $15 an hour. And while data is hard to come by, anecdotally, this kind of small-scale manufacturing is spreading nationwide, from New York and San Francisco to smaller cities like Cincinnati and Portland, Oregon.
I wouldn't say a boom, but we're definitely seeing growth.
Adam Friedman directs the Pratt Center for Community Development in New York, which founded a group called the Urban Manufacturing Alliance. According to the U.S. Census, 2/3 of manufacturers employ fewer than 20 people. There are challenges to bringing manufacturing back to cities, mainly the cost of real estate or rehabbing old buildings. But other factors are pushing the trend forward. Technologies like 3D printing and computer-controlled machine tools are shrinking the size of factories and making them more environmentally friendly. That means they can return to dense urban neighborhoods that otherwise might not want them. And Friedman says customer preferences are changing.
People are just tired of sort of the homogenous production and the homogenous products that you get in nationwide retail.
He says increasingly they want something that's locally made. Like here, at another company in Duluth called Frost River, where Rose Loran is among the sewers who assemble heavy-duty canvas and leather packs.
When I make something, I want it to look really nice. And so if it doesn't look nice, then you don't want anybody to have it.
She says she has pride in what she does, a pride in making something that's slowly returning to American cities. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.